Amen. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for where you've brought us, where we are. And thank you, Father, for leading us on. May we continue to do your perfect will as we move forward. May we continue to bring glory and honor to your name as we move forward. Thank you, Lord. And now, Father, as I minister your word, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear your word, a heart to receive your word, having their lives change, having their circumstances change, having their situations change because of faith in the word that they're hearing. Father, thank you for your anointing upon me and your call upon me to minister your word. And Father, we're going to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. I have been ministering. I ministered last Sunday on having a prayer life. How many of you know we got to have a prayer life?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we got to have a prayer life. Glory to God. Jesus spoke these words in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Or if you read in the King James Version, it'd say not faint. Amen. Men ought to always pray and not lose heart. And so last week, I began on the subject, how do we pray? How do we pray? And I began by telling you that we need to pray in Jesus' name. We've been singing about Jesus. The last two songs we sing here today was about Jesus, the name of Jesus, which is a powerful name. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And so we need to pray in Jesus' name. We need to go before the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because Jesus is our mediator. You can find this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. But it says, matter of fact, go ahead and put it on the screen. If you can put it on there, get it up there quick for me. And then we're going to move right along. We covered this last week. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. I just want to read it to you again. 1 Timothy 2, 5. It says, for there is one God. Everybody say one God.
One God.
Say it again.
One God.
There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You see that? There is one God and one mediator between God and man. Jesus is our connection to God the Father. You hear me? I say Jesus Christ is our connection to God the Father. So there's one God and one mediator between God and man. Amen. The man Jesus Christ. Go ahead to verse 6, please. 1 Timothy 2, 6. Listen at this. Who gave himself, that's Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So never forget that Jesus Christ is our mediator. He's our connection to God the Father. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know there's power in that name? I said there's power in the name of Jesus. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Remember, and I I don't have time to read the whole thing. Let me get to Acts chapter 4. I'm getting there. I'm going in the wrong direction, folks. I know where Acts is, okay? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4. Now, I'll tell you what verse here in a minute. But you remember the story of Peter and John, right? In Acts chapter 3. Matter of fact, I think it begins the very first verse of Acts chapter 3, where Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour. Temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth. I'm reading from chapter 3 right now. You can just hold your place in verse 4. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Let me read it again. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. In other words, he was looking for some money from them. He was a beggar. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Now, I'll be back to that shortly. Okay, so you see the story here, and I'll stop right there for now. But the man got healed, all right? The man got healed. He went leaping and jumping and praising God because he received a miracle. And by the way, this stirred up some folks. He got lots of attention because he received a miracle. He received his healing. He was lame from his mother's womb. Now he's leaping, he's jumping, he's moving about. He's praising God. Well, how did that happen? How did that happen? Well, now, in Acts chapter 4, you know, Peter had to preach a sermon. In Acts chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, it's by him this man stands before you whole." There is power in the name of Jesus. Did you hear me? There is power in the name of Jesus. And if you remember back in chapter 3, Peter told him, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." Amen. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes concerning the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is disrespected in many areas. Many people disrespect the name of Jesus. Can you believe it? Some of them are even in church that disrespect the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power in that name. Now let me tell you something. There is power in the name of Jesus, but just casually saying Jesus doesn't make anything happen. But faith in that name. Faith on behalf of the receiver and faith from the one that is doing the ministry. Now, let you see something here. When hands are laid on you or someone is praying with you for about a certain situation, you should be in faith. Okay, just stay with me on this. Many times, I've past 35 years and even before that, I've prayed for, I'll say it this way, tons of people. And we have seen God work. We've seen God move. But many times, I'll ask the individual, do you believe God? Do you believe God will do this for you? Because I want to see where their faith is. Amen? Their faith should not be in a man. Their faith should be in God and what he has promised. Are you still here? Amen. But now in Peter and John's situation, it was different. Remember, Peter told the lame man, look at us. Now you see Peter and John's faith at work. This man didn't know anything. All he wanted was a few coins or whatever to help him get through the day. When he looked at Peter and John, he was expecting something material. But what he got was something spiritual. You hear me? See, that's where the gifts of the Holy Spirit come into play. Now, there's 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not going into those here today. But sometimes folk get healed. Sometimes folks receive a miracle without having any faith at all on their part. Sometimes they don't know anything about faith. Some don't even know Jesus. So you know, as a minister, when I lay hands on someone or pray for someone, I need to pray in faith also. I tell this story sometime about this fellow. This is years ago. I wasn't even pastoring then, a long time ago. But this man, and you've probably heard me tell it, some of you, not all of you, this man had cirrhosis of the liver. He was an alcoholic. And they wasn't expecting him to live. And his stomach had swollen. Matter of fact, to me, he looked like a woman would look about 9 months pregnant. He had this big stomach. And Kathy and I talked, and we went to their home and asked them if we could sit down and talk with them a while. And they said yes. So we did. We talked to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we gave them an opportunity to get saved. And the whole family, am I right? Children, mom, the dad who had cirrhosis of the liver, prayed with us and gave their lives to the Lord. Glory to God. But now this man could no longer work, but before he got sick, this man was a hard worker. How many of you know what pulpwood is? Raise your hand if you know what pulpwood is. How many of you, put your hand, how many of you do not? Be honest, if you don't know what it is, raise, okay. We all right, well, it's hard work. It's hard work. You see log trucks now. I don't ever see any pulpwood trucks anymore. Anybody ever seen pulpwood trucks? But you see log trucks carrying logs, and a pulpwood truck just carried a smaller version, just as much weight, but a smaller version. And the trees were cut. What, 6 feet? All the trees were 6 feet, and then they were stacked on the trucks sideways, not long ways. But you could put a lot of them, depending on the size of the truck. That's the kind of work this man did. He worked in pulpwood. That's hard work. I've worked in pulpwood. I worked a little bit with your dad, and I'd worked with some other folks earlier in pulpwood. That's hard work, folks. Pulling trees. Loading trees. Well, not the full tree, but you know what I'm saying. That's the kind of work this man did. Kathy and I prayed with him. I laid hands on him. She laid hands on him. And we left. And how many of you know when you lead somebody to the Lord, you need to follow up on them? You need to follow up. The following week, this was a weekend. The following weekend, Kathy and I rode back over just to check on him. And I noticed, and they were doing good, and I looked at his stomach, and I'm thinking to myself, it was still big, but I'm thinking to myself, his stomach looks smaller. And so over a matter of a few weeks, his stomach went back to normal. Went back to normal. And I found out later on that he went back to his old occupation, working in the woods. Glory to God, working in pulpwood. But now, let me tell you something. When we laid our hands on him, we laid our hands on him in faith, believing God. I believed that God was going to heal him. And not only that, he received. He received. He believed that God was going to touch his body. And he got a miracle. God healed him. And guess what? It was in the name of Jesus. It was in the name of Jesus that this man was healed. Amen. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 4, verse 10 again. Peter says, "Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." He's talking about Jesus. Look at verse 12. See, not only do we get healed in the name of Jesus, but we get saved in the name of Jesus. Verse 12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other." Everybody say, "No other."
No other.
Come on, say it again.
No other.
Hallelujah. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If you or any man do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not saved according to his word. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Jesus said it, and I believe it. Amen. It's in the name of Jesus. So when we pray, we need to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, while we're on that subject, turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3. And I'll begin reading. I'll read, rather, verse 23. Well, let me back up to verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. Somebody say amen. Whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. Now listen, you with me? This is his commandment. That we should do what? Believe on what? This is God's command to us. That we believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and of course, love one another as he gave us commandment. Hallelujah. We're to believe on the name Jesus Christ by faith. There must be faith in his name. Hallelujah. And of course, we see in Acts chapter 3, let me read it. Let me go back over there real quick. You don't have to, but I want to read it. I want you to get this in your spirit. Verse 16. Peter is preaching here. Same message. He said, and his name, through faith in his name. Everybody say faith in his name. Faith. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. That's the lame man we were talking about. Whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You still with me? Remember Jesus said, when two or three are gathered together, how? In my name. When they gather together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Glory to God. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. You know, we shouldn't use the name of the Lord loosely. Philippians chapter 2. I'll begin reading at verse 5. Grab a hold of this. Don't you ever forget it. Do you know anybody that scoff at the name of Jesus? Do you know anybody that make light of the name of Jesus? Do you know anybody that has teased you or made fun of you because you believe in Jesus? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. All right. You see that? You see that? Now look at verse 9. Grab a hold of this. Don't let this slip. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above. Everybody say above.
Above.
Say it again.
Above.
Which is above every name. I think I need to read this again, don't y'all? Therefore, now we're talking Jesus. We're talking about Jesus who humbled himself, came to this earth, took a body, and lived here in this earth for 33 and a half years, and had to deal with people, had to deal with the devil, had to deal with same things you and I have to deal with. He humbled himself. He was still God. But God took on a body, a flesh, blood, and bone body. And he was faithful. He was faithful to his Father. Now, it says, of course, we know he died on the cross and he rose again the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of God the Father. I want to read verse 9 again because we get this. Therefore, God also has highly, everybody say highly.
Highly
exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. If you can name it, Jesus is above it. Let's say it this way. If you can name it, the name of Jesus is above it. The name of Jesus is above strokes. You know, you do know that's a name because that identifies a condition. That's a name. You know, what's the name of that sickness that sister have? Oh, stroke. That's a name. The name of Jesus is above that name. Cancer. I said cancer. The name of Jesus is above cancer. Jesus is Lord, not cancer. Or anything else or anyone else you can name. The name of Jesus is above. Glory to God. I want you to grab that, please. Oh, glory. All right. I'm going to begin reading verse 9, then I read on through. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Now listen at this. And that at the name of Jesus. At what name? It doesn't say James there, does it? It doesn't say Bob. It doesn't say Mary. That at the name of Jesus, now, am I looking at this right? You help me out here. That at the name of Jesus, every knee, does that say every? So I mean, all the trash talkers, one day they're going to bow and admit and confess that Jesus Christ truly is Lord. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now listen to this. Of those in heaven, and of those on the earth, or on earth, and those under the earth, every knee one day is going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen to me. It says everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. That means Satan, the great liar, the great deceiver. You know, it just breaks my heart, you know, and some of my friends, and some of them was in ministry, have departed from the faith. And they've fallen for the lies and the deceptions of the devil. Some call themselves God or the God within, and when they say God within, they're not talking about Jesus Christ either. You know what I'm talking about, sister. Some of them. Listen, let me tell you something. You have to understand, the devil is a deceiver. That's who he is. He's a liar. Jesus said he's the liar. Jesus Christ himself said the devil is a liar and he's the father of lies. Didn't he? I said, didn't he? He said he's a liar and he's the father of lies. And you know Jesus don't lie. So if Jesus said the devil's a liar, he's a liar. That means he's going to lie to you. And he is a deceiver. And he's going to try to do everything he can to get your attention off of Jesus Christ, to turn you away from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not a fairy tale. We see his deception at work in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve. God gave them specific instructions. So if you read the Word of God, you know the Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. All we have to do is read the Bible. The Bible tells us about him. So God gave them specific instructions, but he came to Eve and called, listen to this, he came to Eve and called God a liar. Listen, he called God what he is. He called God a deceiver. Oh, God's hiding something from you. He know, you know, if you eat this fruit, you'll be wise and all. Deception, lies. And when we fall for his lies and deception, it cost us something. It cost Adam and Eve the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So, I got to move on because I got to let you go. But it says, verse 11 again, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see that? Hallelujah. Every tongue one day is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But you know what? Some of those folks, it's not going to help them. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. But I want to tell you something. I gladly call him Lord. I gladly say Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord of all. He has a name that is above every name. Glory to God. You have to be careful, folks, especially in the time we're living in now. You know, folk come, you know, the devil can appear as wolves in sheep clothing. Look like sheep, talk like sheep, may even smell a little bit like sheep. You know, spray some sheep cologne on in order to deceive you. But listen to me, I don't care what kind of degree they say they got. They can be doctor this and doctor that, and they can have all the certificates on the wall. But if what they're saying does not line up with the word of God, you stay away from them. If they say Jesus was not born of a virgin, you stay away from them. If they say there's more than one way to heaven, you stay away from them. Because there are people out there that will try to deceive you. And they go to church, some of them. If they're going to perform, listen to me, if they're going to perform their ministry, their satanic ministry, they're going to church. They don't need to deceive the world, they're already lost. But they want to deceive those that know the Lord. I was so disappointed. This has been a lot of years ago. This was back in the 70s, I believe it was. We had seen this guy, and I don't know if you remember Paul. I don't remember his name, but we met him. He came to the church that we were attending at that time, the Baptist church, and he shared his testimony about, you remember what I'm talking about? Well, maybe not, but he shared his testimony, how he got born again. He was a Christian. We lost track of him for a little while. And I think maybe you, Paul, told me that you had seen him somewhere and he had become a cult member. I thought, wow, somebody got to him. Somebody told him a lie. Somebody deceived him. Jesus is the only way. Amen. Jesus is the only way. And I know I started off concerning praying in the name of Jesus, but I wanted to share this with you. And we will continue this later. I'm getting ready to close out. But the scriptures that I gave you, the verses that I gave you, read them and reread them and read them again. Get the word of God on the inside of you. Amen. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Will you do that? How does the song go? Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name. That's the reason why I love him so, because Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to speak to our viewing audience right now. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, I want to extend this invitation to you to give